Art is in the air and in the exhibit space. One exhibit opens this weekend, another closes, while another combines the best of two disciplines. Miss the Percy Ricks exhibit at the Delaware Art Museum, you still have until Sunday to catch it. And on Sunday, you can participate in a virtual panel about the influence of the African-American artist. And you're not too late for the next exhibit. The Delaware Women's Hall of Fame celebrates its 40th year with 158 portraits of some incredible women. That opens on Saturday. At the Moore College of Art and Design, multidisciplinary artist Tristan Lowe will have 7,000 square feet for his Black Holes and Rabbit Holes exhibit. This is a mid-career retrospective for the Boston-born artist. He'll need that space for his large-scale design installations that often use common materials to make an artistic point. The free exhibit goes through March 19th. And in Atlantic City, painter Melvin Irons, whose work about MOVE was considered controversial when he first showed it, is now the focus of a dual exhibit. His paintings will be displayed alongside quilts from the Stitch Their Names Memorial Project. You can see both at the African American Heritage Museum of Southern New Jersey. We'll have a link on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I do my hair talk. Moms out there, isn't it time for a girls' night out? The right answer is yes. And fellow moms Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley will meet you there. They're the host of I Mom So Hard at the Merriam Theater this weekend.
Hey, man, we're all doing our best. You know those parts in a movie where, like, there's two girls in a bed and they're, like, tweens or they're, like, little and they pull the sheet over their head and they have flashlights on. I feel like that's what motherhood is like, except it's a scary movie. And you're like looking at each other and you're like, wait, did this happen to you?
They turn their hilarious motherhood stories into a podcast and now a stage show. So get your girls, drop the kids at the babysitters and enjoy an evening with two women who understand exactly what you're going through. They're at the Merriam Theater Friday at 7 p.m.
Beauty school dropout. Around the corner store, beauty school dropout. It's about time you knew the score.
From Mom's Night Out to Grandmom's Night Out. I know Jerry Blavitt is beloved by all ages, but when you're rolling with Frankie Avalon, South Philly's Frankie Avalon, we should say, you gotta figure there's some grandmoms in the mix.
Baby, don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it.
You're not cut out.
That's right, the Geeter with the Heater, who's been on the air since 1960, is coming to Verizon Hall along with some of his other famous friends. That show is on Saturday night at 8 p.m.
Wipe off that angel face, go back to high school. They gonna love me for my ambition.
D.C. native Wale dropped his latest Falarin 2 last year. Now, he's kicking off his Under a Blue Moon tour right here in Philadelphia at the Fillmore. He'll be there on Sunday night at 9. And if you're a fan of the Dave Matthews Band, you'll want to check out Grammy-nominated guitarist Tim Reynolds and his TR3 Band at their show at Ardmore Music Hall on Friday night. Here's a little of Guardian Angels, a song he did with drummer and percussionist Nikki Glaspie to benefit a community organization in Charlottesville. Whether you choose good art, good music, or both this weekend, enjoy and check us out at whyy.org/things-to-do for more information and in case you missed anything. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.